Yep, we're back. Mile High Magazine, Murphy Houston here. Happy Sunday morning. Mile High Magazine here every Sunday morning just to let you know what's going on out there. Can't do it myself. Always got to have a little help. And today and right now is no exception. I have Morgan Seibel, Executive Director of WeCycle, with us. Morgan, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm curious. I'm an Irish guy, so I'm curious. I have to ask right away, what is WeCycle and who do you work to support? I'm really interested.
WeCycle is a Colorado-based nonprofit, and we support families with infants and toddlers throughout the whole state of Colorado with essential baby gear and supplies. So things like diapers, wipes, strollers, car seats, baby food, formula, really anything and everything for infants and toddlers.
And who does receive all this wonderful, wonderful generosity?
WeCycle, we work with a large network of other nonprofit agencies. That's actually one of my favorite things about working for WeCycle. We have a network of 60 nonprofit partners that we provide baby gear and supplies to throughout the state. And then another grouping of nearly 200 organizations that we work with to provide diapers and wipes to.
You guys are huge. How long have you been around?
WeCycle is 16 now, so it's been a long time coming to get to the point that we're at now, and I like to think of it like the agency has grown from a baby to a teenager.
Well, that's a good analogy. I kind of like that. And how did it start? Were you there in the beginning, Morgan, or how did it come about?
Yeah, so I've been with the organization in one capacity or another since the beginning. I say I've done every job and volunteer position that there is to have done at WeCycle. But our co-founders were two women, Sunny Haydorn and Jamie Ritchie, who had just had their first children and knew firsthand how hard being a parent can be, especially in those early days, and also how expensive it is and
Here
those little ones come along with needing. So they had all this extra baby gear that their kids very quickly outgrew. Sometimes kids don't even use things at all that you think that you need, or something that one person needs, another person doesn't. So a lot of baby gear ends up still having a lot of life left in it when the original family doesn't need it anymore.
So how do people reach out to you? I mean, is it somebody that needs the help, or are they helping somebody? You know, my daughter's having a child that we can use some help. Is that kind of how it works?
All different ways. So I like to think of WeCycle as being the connectors. So we match baby gear from people that have it and want to donate it and support families in our community to families in our community that are struggling to make ends meet. So, for folks that want to donate baby gear, we have collection events at our warehouse every Tuesday morning between 9 and noon, and every Thursday afternoon between 12 and 4. And then we also have one Saturday event a month as well to try to help for families that the weekdays don't work for. And our warehouse is located right on the border of Aurora and Denver at 20 South Havana Street, Suite 210. And so we can accept gently used baby gear donations, and there's tons of more information on our website if people have questions about what we could take and what we can't take. And then for folks that need help, we also have information on our website, but we have what we call our mobile baby essentials distribution events. And I know it's a mouthful, but for these events, we go out into the community 2 to 4 times each week, and we partner with different food banks so that food banks can provide food for families, and WeCycle is able to provide diapers, wipes, baby food, formula, clothing often, sometimes toys, especially around the holidays, and really just other items depending on what the need is and what we're able to bring.
You guys are awesome. I can't believe it.
Thank you.
So thus the name. I think I figured this out now. Morgan, tell me if I'm right. It's, I have to tell you, I'm embarrassed. I thought it was a bicycle of some kind. WeCycle? It's some kind of special bike. I'll bet you do.
We get that sometimes.
But
I
now,
say only if they're wee little bikes, right?
Well, you're recycling things for the wee people in our life. That's kind of how it is, right?
You got it.
So over the years of you being involved, has the demand for baby gear and supplies grown?
Yeah, we have seen tons of demand. I mean, I think we've been on this growth trajectory as the word's gotten out about WeCycle and people know that there's this resource available. The demand has also risen. And then also just in recent years, obviously COVID was a really big point where families needed help more than ever. And even since then, we had the infant formula shortage, which many people don't realize, like, it's still an ongoing disruption to supply chains. So families are able to find formula more so than in the very beginning of the shortage. But as an organization, it's been really difficult for us to source formula in bulk. So we're still struggling with that. And then also just with the rising cost of housing and inflation and groceries costs going up and really everyday items go up, have gone up in price, diapers and formula in particular.
Wow.
And then most recently with the migrant crisis of Venezuelan migrants coming to Colorado, we are seeing a huge increase in demand, and a number of our partners that we work with are also requesting more items from WeCycle and are also stretched really thin right now with that as well.
So in other words, you need more help from us.
We do.
Yes. So let's back up a little bit here, because you were mentioning places to go to drop off items and things you do all on the website. Let's get that website out there now. What is it?
Sure. It's WeCycle. That's WeeCycle.org.
Pretty simple, WeCycle.org. And what will they find on that website besides locations to drop materials off you need? What else is on there?
Yeah. In addition to where donation locations are, what we take, we are also always looking for volunteers. We love and rely so heavily on volunteers to help us to get baby gear sorted, inventoried, cleaned, make sure we check items for recalls and make sure things are safe before we're able to distribute them. So we would love for folks to sign up to volunteer. You can do that on our website as well. You can learn about fun events that we have. We try to have all the information there, but also willing to, of course, talk to folks if anybody has questions.
And if you need this kind of help, can they find out that information on the website?
Absolutely. So we have resources for families that need help as well. All of our events that we're having each week are posted on there. And then we also have a directory of all the different partners that we work with, because we work with so many amazing organizations that are able to provide wraparound support services for families. So WeCycle is able to provide the gear that families need. And then our partners are able to provide other support services like parenting classes or English classes or help finding jobs and housing and really all the things that families are struggling with.
This goes way out there, doesn't it, Morgan? It's more than just, well, here's a bag of diapers. It's way more than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that was really intentional when we started WeCycle 16 years ago. We knew that handing somebody a package of diapers wasn't going to solve all of the problems that they were facing and wasn't going to be the end-all solution to their problems. So we wanted to create this really vast network so that families could receive that additional support.
How about cash? I mean, I'm sure cash is king with any nonprofit. I talk to a lot of them. Can they donate money? I'd say, okay, we don't have any baby stuff, but I can give you a few bucks to help buy stuff. Is that on the website too, WeCycle.org, that information?
It is there front and center, and you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, dollars allow us to purchase items that we need when we need them. Also, we have the ability to purchase diapers, for example, at wholesale, well, cheaper than wholesale costs, really.
Nice.
So it really, we're able to stretch those dollars even further.
Okay, what's needed right now? I mean, it's the holiday time. Anything special that might be different than normal time or just more of the same?
Well, more of the same, but then also I would say right now we really need kids' coats. So particularly in sizes 2T to 5T sizes. Also, humidifiers are a big thing this time of year, especially with colds and things like that going around. Car seats are another one. So those are the biggest items right now on our list.
Okay, and I imagine that demand is very high.
It is. We are struggling to keep up with it.
Do you work with homeless families? Unfortunately, they're out there, people that live in a tent.
We do. Yeah, so we partner with a wide variety of organizations, all serving different sectors of the community. So some of those focus on immigrant and refugee families. Others focus on younger teen parents. And a number of them do focus on people that are unhoused and supporting those families as well. So we try to have a wide net of partners that we work with to be able to support families in all different sectors and geographic regions of the state.
And these other organizations are all nonprofit as well, are they not?
They are.
And how do they reach out to you? On the website? I mean, everything seems to be on your website.
We tried. We just got a new website this year. We're really excited about it. But yeah, we have a wait list of 92 organizations that want to join WeCycle's partnership model to be able to receive baby gear from us. And we try to add those on as quickly as we can, but it's really just based on capacity. And when we're able to meet the needs of more partners, we'll onboard new ones.
The demand must never end. Tell us, Morgan. It must be nonstop despite holidays or not, right?
Yeah, we say it's kind of like the mail, right? Except maybe a little bit more reliable, we try for. But babies are always going to need diapers. They're always going to need formula. Babies are always going to be born, right? So
right.
It's just about supporting those in our community that have yet to develop their own voice to advocate for themselves.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Morgan Seibel, who's the executive director of WeCycle, and myself, as well as you guys, are learning what this is all about and how big the need is. And to help out more, you can go to WeCycle.org. What's the future for WeCycle? What do you see, Morgan, now that you've been there from the beginning and now you're running the joint?
So we are really focusing this year on figuring out what our next space looks like for us. We have outgrown our space. So if anybody wants to come for a tour that's listening, we'd love to show you around. But very quickly, you will see that we are really operating at over capacity with the space that we have. So that's one thing on our list. And then something else we've just been focused on for the last few years is continuing to expand the reach of WeCycle services outside of the Denver metro area. So we are serving children in almost every county throughout Colorado and have partnerships with organizations that serve the whole state. But we're really working on developing more and more of those partnerships to be able to do more outside of Metro Denver, as well as continue to keep our presence in the metro area.
So that just struck me as being fairly large. If you're working in every county in the state of Colorado, how many volunteers does that recall?
A lot.
Yeah.
And then we are constantly looking for volunteers to help at our mobile events and our warehouse and potentially even in other areas of the state as well, just as we have more and more presence and events in those regions.
And to become a volunteer, is there any special thing they have to go through? Is there background checks or any information required?
No, we do ask folks to fill out just a typical volunteer waiver. And we have certain positions that are ongoing and people can come and commit to once a week or once a month. And then others that are just a one-time thing. We also have a lot of family-friendly volunteer opportunities. I've got two young kids myself, and I'm always trying to instill the spirit and benefit of volunteering
All
in
right.
them. So we try to offer opportunities for families to come as well.
Always good to have paying it forward an education for your children, right?
It's important.
Well, Morgan Seibel, gosh, keep up the great work. It's WeCycle.org. That's where it starts. If you can help or if you need help, that's where it goes. Morgan, keep it up. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for coming on Mile High Magazine, and happy holidays to you and everybody over at WeCycle. And you two guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend and week as well. I'll talk to you next Sunday, right before Christmas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.